This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting on glass.
This is episode 49 of Painting on Glass. Go to the temple and dance. Finding an interesting location and paint it your own personal way.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and the love. This might be something to show me.
Welcome back to episode 49 of this podcast. Wow. I hope you'll enjoy this one as all the others before. And it's all about the way I found for my writing, no matter whether we are talking about literature or whether we are talking about music. So let's get right into it now.
Rose in the sunlight turn as it changes tonight. I told to a different moods to come. Song of the ancient singers gone for a dance in the mystic ways of a time that's gone.
Whenever you're about to write something new, there's one thing which is always good to remember. It's not so much what you write, but the way you communicate your very personal and unique point of view about the things that might be familiar to a whole lot of other people all around you. Your personal view makes it interesting for others to see. That's such a gift you've received when you are into writing and you feel the need, the honest need, to put down things in your very own words. It is.
Tonight it is made for lovers. Dance and forget all the others. Death means life once again.
My own personal approach has always been to find an interesting spot, one that really does exist, and then paint it in personal colors, which means that I put an own fictitious story right in there. What could have happened there? What might have been possible in there? It's so much fun to make up these stories of your own. And it might sound a little romantic, and I guess it is.
The same as they did right before a dance that so many ignore. They did even
when writing, your fantasy is your best friend, and it's up to you how much of it you're about to mingle with your own personal feeling and experience. That's the little game you've got to learn when writing. And to be honest, you're about to learn all live long. And I can't put it any other way, because it's always different with any new project you'll be entering. Yes, it is.
If you want to dance with somebody, if you want to dance with somebody, go to the temple now. If you want to dance with somebody, if you want to dance with somebody, go to the temple now.
Let me give you a little example right now, because it might sound a little strange to those who are not involved into writing. And I guess it sometimes is even for the writers. The song you've been listening to in this episode has got the title, Go to the Temple and Dance. So what does it mean? It's taken from an album which I named Oracle, The Backyard Notes, and it was released in 2017. By the way, you can find it online anytime you want to listen to it. I imagine this wonderful place up in the Parnassian Mountains in Greece. The ancient oracle of Delphi, the priests and the Pythian woman, and all those who were occupied up there. One thought was that there was a lot of work to do because so many people went up there to get an answer for their future. And another thought also mingled right in. They must have had fun at certain times. Maybe a Friday or a Saturday night, I don't know, when they dance and laugh to the music made by musicians available up there way back when. Don't you think that's a neat thought?
Somebody, go to the temple now. If you want to dance with somebody, if you want to dance with somebody, go to the temple now.
I bet I saw you dancing just a second ago, didn't you? Well, I think we're ready for a brief conclusion of this episode. And this should be looking out for some wonderful spots that seem so special for you. And try to put your own story right in there. See what might be happening right after, and you might be surprised. This way, add your voice to the beautiful sounds of planet Earth. You can do no better, because no one else is able to look at it through your own eyes the way you can. It might be precious to others. Never forget that when considering whether to ride or not. And that's it for today's episode. As always, it was a pleasure to have you with me. It really was. And I'm looking forward to meet you here again. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram by looking at the name at Marcus Zosel Official. It's one word. Just have a look and I'll be glad to share the space with you too. If you enjoyed this episode, you can spread the word about it. And please leave a rating or review because it'll help others to find this show. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. One painting on glass. Lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come, if you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.